we're listening to some tunes from the Delbert Anderson Trio here as part of Arts Up. Nancy DeCherney, welcome to the show. DDAT, the Delbert Anderson Trio, you brought them here last year. They were awesome.
They were amazing.
I've been listening to their stuff ever since.
It's just lovely stuff, and they're nice guys, which is doubly important.
And I don't know if today is the day, but we should talk about your upcoming season at some point soon.
Pretty soon. Let's talk about it, because there's some way cool stuff coming up for that, too. That's maybe a next week's conversation.
Sounds good.
We got a lot this week.
We just have to get through this weekend, right?
We have so much. Okay, you've already covered some things. But tomorrow on Friday, you're going to have Marianne Carter, who's the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts here. She will be at the Jack doing a brown bag lunch. So if you'd like an opportunity to meet her and talk with her and ask questions, it's at noon at the Jack on the set of the Lyric Opera's Cavalleria Rusticana, which... it was packed house last night. It's a great show. If you've never done opera before, I think this might be the one to start with.
My first opera.
Your first opera. Yes, like that. It's not real long like some of them can be. And it's real. It's like a, you know, it's your basic soap opera kind of thing. Lots of fun.
And remind us when that is.
That's tomorrow, Friday. And Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Jack. Doors open at 6:15. They have a little beer and wine there and opportunity to visit with folks and just hear some amazing music. So that's that on Friday and Saturday. Woodstock 50 at the Rendezvous, live music tribute to the Woodstock featuring a local artist on Friday night. On Saturday, you've already talked about the fly casting workshop. That's happening at 9 in the morning. Parks and Rec's Day of Play. Let's all have fun, you know. And let's see, we've got arts and crafts markets at Mendenhall Mall. There's a local market also at Rendezvous, and the proceeds from that are all going to the Glory Hole Homeless Shelter. You can get more information about that. Go on to our website, jahc.org or to ktoo.org, and get the information on how to get more information on all those sorts of things. Downtown Business Association is doing a color run. It says Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Start at the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. Celebrate health and fitness and show your colors with a fun run. There's a registration. Again, you can get all this information by going onto our website. Also, from noon to 1, when you get done with the color run and you're all covered with color, you can go over to the Rendezvous, which is also now called Black Sheep, for Gigi's Drag Brunch, Peace, Love, and Drag. So, I mean, how much fun are you going to have on Sunday? Quite a bit of fun on Sunday. So that's kind of – it is a busy weekend with all those sorts of things going on. There's a lunch and learn happening on Wednesday with an integrative nutritional health coach, Liz Smith, that will help you plan meals to be a little healthier and all that sort of thing as we tune up for the winter, I guess. But we've got a food festival coming up at the end of the month, and I just wanted to – we've got workshops planned for that as well as music, live music's planned for it. Rudy Asturias is going to be a highlighted artist at 9:15 in the morning. This is the last Saturday in August. At 10:15, the probiotics with a kombucha lady. At 11:15, free things that you can add to your garden to make them grow better. Ed Bajarski will be talking about that. And at 12:15, Joe Orsi is going to talk about great crops that you can grow in Southeast Alaska. So,
and this is the last Saturday of the month.
Yes, yes. I think we have one or two booths left. If anybody out there would like to be part of the food festival, have a booth and do either hand out information or sell items or whatever. It's always a lot of fun. It's in the morning on Saturday. Get up, get going.
Does this one have an official name?
They're just called the Food Festival.
The Fall Food Festival.
Yeah. I suspect that the Community Gardens will be having their event pretty soon, because they're usually the weekend before our food festival. So stay tuned for that. What else do we want to talk about?
I think we got it.
Okay.
And just remind us where we can see all of the things that you just mentioned.
Go to jahc.org to the community calendar, or go to ktoo.org. We share our calendars.
Back to the gardening festival or the food festival. Mm-hmm. Are you a gardener, Nancy?
I wish I was. I try to be, but nothing. I don't.
You're more of an arts gardener. You just sell the arts.
I just don't put in the time. Sell you
the
know,
arts.
You got to be out there doing the work. It doesn't just grow by itself. You know, I grew up in Haines, and there you could just sort of like throw seeds out and stuff would just grow. That does not happen in Juneau. People in Juneau who are gardening are working.
That's Nancy DeCherney with another edition of Arts Up. Find all those events and more at on the community calendar at jahc.org or ktoo.org. Nancy, thank you.
Thank you.